We're talking with Jake Fanning, who is one of the final four Star Farmer of America candidates for 2017 from Northwest Oklahoma. Jake, as you've gotten ready for Indianapolis, you know, how are you getting your arms around being, you know, the best that you can be?
You know, this is a, in regards to getting my arms around it, this is a big, big bear to grab. This is a something that I've been looking forward to for a long time. Definitely something that is a daunting task at first, but after talking with some industry allies that are within the beef industry that really helped me develop my program, doing different practices such as the one through the Oklahoma FFA Career Tech Organization, I think it's a lot more manageable than I first realized, and I am very excited to take on the competition in Indianapolis.
Let's talk a little bit about your SAE, your beef enterprise program. Tell me, you know, kind of what was the genesis? How'd you get started?
Sure. So essentially how I got started was there was a program in the Harper County Livestock Association, and it was called the Harper County Stocker Cattle Competition. And so younger 4-H members as well as FFA members had the opportunity to purchase 4 head of steers or heifers, and they would weigh them, they would fill out the proper financial documents, and then they would raise them for 100 days and sell them. And so there was a different competition on maybe their highest average daily gain, the person who maybe had the highest profit margin, and then they had an interview. And so after doing that for a couple years through the 4-H organization, I really enjoyed it. It was such a fun opportunity for me, and what turned out to be a competition turned into a passion, which turned into a business, which turned into my SAE and where I am now.
Let's talk about how you grew your cattle operation.
Sure. You know, in all honesty, I started out as a very small producer, purchased my first 4 head of cattle in 2010, and how I grew that operation was simply through industry leaders that I gained information from. I learned proper marketing techniques was a very key thing for me. I learned about different markets that I could use rather than just one in Northwest Oklahoma. I used the Superior Livestock market where I sold them online and could market in different ways. And then I learned about risk management tools. I learned about herd health is a key factor in profitability as well as record keeping. I learned a lot more than just the general basis of the documents, but I learned the intricacies of each of those documents, and that played a massive role in my development into where my business is now at sitting over 2,000 head that have been ran through my operation since 2010.
So are you primarily looking at a stocker cattle operation?
Yes, sir. So essentially, I am a stocker cattle operation. I'll purchase the head at around 400 to 600 pounds. I'll raise them for approximately 100 to 150 days, where I will place them on wheat pasture or summer grassland if that's available. And if that's not available, I'll feed them a specific growing ration that is designed to replace the nutrients that are found in that pasture land. And when that 150 to 100 days expires, I will sell them in various markets across the United States. Before that, I will look at market and price analysis. I will use my industry connections to figure out which market is best for me in order to have the highest return on my investment.
I know that you've had a partnership with your siblings, right?
Yes. So essentially, it kind of started as a partnership between each of us. We kept the financials separate, so I have my own personal cattle company. But we would purchase load lots, and that was a marketing tool that I learned through some industry connections. And so load lot is essentially a full load of cattle, so about 100 head, and we would split that in three ways. So we would split the time that we would work in working these cattle. We would split the cost in transporting them. We would split the cost in feed. And so that really helped us to lower down the capital that is necessary in a high capital industry such as the beef industry.
It gets you to an economical level. In other words, it's a level that gets you that efficiencies, right?
Yes, sir. Efficiency is a very much an important aspect in the beef industry, especially in an area like Northwest Oklahoma, where, you know, it's not only is the beef industry a volatile market, but Northwest Oklahoma is a volatile area. You know, I've seen Mother Nature's worst, from tornadoes to ice storms and wildfires this past spring, and that efficiency is very, very important in order to be a continuing and growing producer.
Is this a business that you want to continue?
Of course. Yes, sir. I plan to go to law school this next year. So for the next 3 years, I will be attending law school. I get married in June to my lovely fiance. After that, I would plan to move back to around Woodward, Oklahoma, around the northwest Oklahoma area where I was born and raised, where my roots are strong. And I want to continue this business. I see it moving and being a vestige of my family for my children, my great children, and my grandchildren to come.
What sort of, it seems like it takes almost a special temperament to be able to be in that middleman position of the cattle industry, a stocker operator.
I definitely agree with you. It does take a certain level of balancing your feelings, I guess, and balancing the different things that the market will throw at you. You've got to be able to roll with the punches, and you've got to be able to adapt to new technologies, to new industry information, and you've got to be able to ask for help if necessary.
I guess what you got to keep those pencils really sharp.
Yes, sir. Of course. Of course.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've been involved with beyond just the cattle operation. I know that you and your family have kind of stepped out, and you've done some interesting things as far as trying to help others.
Sure. So about 3 years ago, probably around this time, I had come home from my freshman year of college, and we had a dinner time conversation. We sat down, and my family and I had a conversation about, the beef industry has been such a blessing to us and been able to contribute to a lot of our successes personally. And we decided that we wanted to do something about that. We want to do something with that success. And so the Beef Project came to fruition. And the Beef Project is our family's nonprofit organization. Essentially, we seek out donations of physical donations of beef, as well as monetary donations of beef. We will process that beef, and then we will deliver that to food pantries throughout northwest Oklahoma. And as with my business has grown, the beef project has grown immensely. We have grown to over 5 food pantries in northwest Oklahoma, 20 individual families, and that contributes to thousands and thousands of meals every month, and even continuing on that every year. And so I've even got to continue it to Oklahoma State University, where we were referenced in the Cowboy Journal. They did an article about us. I very much appreciate that. And even beyond that, when we were the beneficiary of Kasner Week. So the past 2 years, we've been the beneficiary of all the funds that were raised during Kasner Week. And so I very much appreciate the opportunity that the Beef Project has given me to give back to the industry that I love so much.
The FFA. Let's talk about your involvement with the organization. What? Tell me a little bit about your involvement. Also, tell me a little bit about what you think FFA has done for you in your development.
It's very hard to come up with words of how much the FFA has developed me as a young man. Coming in to the FFA, I was a very timid and naive individual. I didn't know much about it. I didn't know what to expect. And it really, the leadership skills that it presents you through the various programs, alumni leadership camp, state FFA convention, the speech contest that you can go to, the CDE events, and even the SAE programs, they have shaped me into who I am today. I am not only now an advocate for my industry, but I'm a steward of this industry. And even beyond from my days in high school into my collegiate career, it continues to give back to me and where I can give back to it. I was able to serve as a small group leader for the alumni leadership camp, as well as serve as a volunteer at the Oklahoma FFA convention. I've been able to be a speech contest for the Oklahoma Intercollegiate Speech Contest, as well as help other people with their SAE projects in preparing for maybe State Star Farmer of Oklahoma or things like that. And so I see this organization as not only a commitment for 4 years in high school, but a lifelong commitment, and it has continued to give back to me and develop me as an individual, and it will develop my children and my family for years to come.
The FFA obviously has, kind of thrust you to this position at the state level, now at this national level, of being one of the Star Farmer finalists. There's 4 categories. They're all going to be featured on the big screen in Indianapolis. Some of the highlights of your FFA career are going to be shown to everyone. What do you think that means to somebody that wants to be where you're at? Can you be that role model?
I would love to be that role model for someone who is from the small town, northwest Oklahoma. It doesn't have to be from a small town. If you have a passion for something and you want to succeed in something, go after it. Go and achieve all that you can. Ask questions. Ask for help. Seek advice. And do as much as you possibly can, not only for yourself and your personal business, but for others as well. The most rewarding thing that I've ever been able to do was give back to those that I care about most. And the accolades that I've been able to have come through this industry are great and to a certain extent, but the things that I've been able to do in giving back to this industry are much more worthwhile.